Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The queen is in the house. Kind of. She's on the phone. She can make a commitment to be here, but she did earlier. She stopped by earlier in the week. She dropped a donut off for me, which is very kind. Very good. But, of course, that's because you were going to WCCO TV. We were just a way station. We were just a place maybe to use the bathroom, to clean up.
Exactly. You know me so well because, you know, I know the people at WCCO Radio TV, but I don't know them. I don't know their cleaning crew. Yep. I don't know what kind of products they use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may use that all natural stuff. And with the germs we get out here in these streets, we need some Clorox, okay? And so I know what we use at CCO Radio, and I have Clorox and things at my desk. And so, you know, before I sit down anywhere, I make sure to take care of that. And
I sit at your desk every other day.
I was at TV and I had to go to the restroom. I was like, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
But let me go where I know there's some Clorox. And that's what I did. And I said, you know, I'm buying some donuts for these people because they had me on TV. Let me get some from a coworker.
Yeah.
And
it was very nice.
I went to that, what's the name of that place? Cardigan's?
Yep. Cardigan Donuts.
Might as well be Cardi B.
Yeah,
because you have to be Cardi B to be able to afford
correct.
Them damn donuts. You mean to tell me
it's
a donut
crazy.
Is $3.99? That's
absurd.
The plain one.
Yeah.
That's the you put a pretzel on there, and you need a payday loan to get one of these damn donuts. Oh, my God.
I enjoyed the Cardigan Donuts the other day. I've enjoyed it before. But the pricing of donuts now is
ridiculous.
Astronomical. You know what our first topic is going to be? Good-looking men. I'm on the TikTok a lot. I love the TikTok. It amuses
me.
Okay. I try to mix up the algorithm all the time.
Yeah.
And last night, while I'm laying on the couch and I'm on the TikTok, a very funny woman came on, but she was being serious. She's like, here are the 5 qualities, purely physical now, not just personality, intelligence,
mm-hmm,
empathy,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
excuse me, purely physical appearances that I'm most attracted to. Now, when we did this a while ago about women, the brain wizard go, oh, that's sexist. I go, no, it wasn't being sexist at all. He decided it was just because we're men, and I don't buy that for a second. So I think it's a sign of his sexism, myself. So now I want you and other individuals who are attracted to men, what are the most important physical qualities that you first notice? I will tell you hers first one, her number.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got the call off here. Smile.
Mm.
Smile. Clean teeth.
Mm.
She suggested if we're going to kiss, I don't want to have chicken, which has been in your mouth for 10 hours. Okay? So I want people to, if you are attracted to good-looking men, or if you're not, but you're just an adult and you can have this conversation and you're not a sexist, which we all should be capable of, If you notice someone who's a good-looking guy, what makes someone, what physical quality? Because I know it's way more than physical. We got that.
But we're just talking about that right now. We don't have to keep explaining that to people. We are all grown. We are all grown adults,
yeah,
men and women. We don't have to keep explaining that. For me, I love a beard. I love a
beard. I'm looking at a guy
beard.
With a beard right now, right in the studio. Josh Wheeler.
Baby daddy. Okay.
Josh Wheeler, you be robbing the cradle.
It's okay. I rob. I'll ask for forgiveness later. But a well-manicured beard, how I knew Sean was mad at me back when I was married, is he would cut his beard. Because he knows how much I love a good beard.
Yeah.
Also,
can I just stop on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just Sean, or has it always been men with a beard?
It's always been men with a beard.
Okay.
My dad had a beard. I love my dad. I love a good beard. So good beard. Also, I love smooth skin.
Smooth skin.
You know, a man who has a skincare routine. You know, whose skin is just like butter, baby. I mean, it's just like what
I have excellent skin.
It's like Gary Coleman from Gary.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? No bumps, no pepperoni pizzas, no. Give me some smooth skin.
Also,
something about a man's eyelashes. Now, this is gonna sound like I haven't had my medication.
Yeah.
But
can I stop you there?
Yeah.
Every time I've talked to you my entire life, it sounded like you needed medication. So what else is new? I mean,
love long eyelashes on a man that is so sexy.
Quentin has very long eyelashes.
Really?
So when he was growing up, I called him lashes. I would call him lashes all the time. Because he just said these. He still has great lashes. Okay. How soon do you notice the eyelashes?
Immediately. I mean, I don't want to have to buy you some lashes. I don't want to have to take you to the nail shop with me and get you some press-ons. You got to come with your own lashes, you know? So I love lashes. I love long lashes, so the smooth skin, the beard. You know, I can't, and this is so hypocritical, because I need to get to the dentist. Okay, I got some things going on. I mean, I do have all my back teeth, but the other ones that are there, they're kind of crowded up on each other. I have a fear of the dentist, so I still have my wisdom teeth. I've never had them taken out.
Wait. Are you supposed to have your wisdom teeth removed?
No.
Have they told you?
You don't just
randomly get them out. If they become a problem.
Right. They have been a problem, and so I have like 83 teeth in my mouth. I have like extra teeth, and so I'm supposed to have them removed, but I haven't. But I do love like the lady was saying. I do love
nice smile.
You know?
Okay, we need more text here. We're getting some for those interested in a good looking man who are to be attracted to a man. What physical qualities stand out most? You've mentioned many. That she discussed. By the way, we need more text on this. 651.
A deep chest. 461. Chest. I need the chest to be like two queen size pillows.
Big chest.
My head. Big. And that's the difference between a big chest and a big chest. A big chest and a big chest. You know, a big chest. I want a big chest.
Big chest. Okay.
Big chest.
This one of the other items this lady mentioned. And she goes, they don't have to necessarily be big or small, but she said, toned arms. Toned arms stands out for this lady.
I'm with your girlfriend. If he got a brother, it's a double date for the two of us. Yes.
Okay, now here's a good one from a texter. Height. All of us ladies have our personal preferences, but it is the first thing we notice. Okay.
That's true.
Okay, so you see a guy, he's sitting down, okay? He's sitting down at a chair at an event, and he's well-dressed. He's got a beard. He's got, hold on, let me say it, a big chest, okay?
Big chest.
And everything else looks good, and then he stands up. He's 5'4".
Perfect for me. Because, you know, Sean is like 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah, that's right.
Guy that I dated before him, same, about the same. I like to be able to look my man in the eye. I don't want to have to, if I have to lift my neck up to look at you, it's not going to work. Some people like tall men. They feel more secure and all that other good stuff. I remember seeing a picture of Taraji Henson with, like, Lamar Odom back before we knew he was a crackhead. And they went on a date, and she was, like, to his waist. Shaquille O'Neal and his wife, Shawnee, who he was married to for years, who he's got the five kids with. I went to college with her. I watched her stand next to him, and I thought, I don't ever want to be dating this guy, let alone have babies for this big old rascal.
So then the same guy, beard, big chest, looking good, stands up, and he's 6'2". Is he out?
He's out.
He's out. What's your cutoff on height?
I want to be able to look at you without raising my head up. That's the cutoff.
Well, then your cutoff's about 5'7".
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, if I got to raise my neck, if I've got to change my body, I want to be able to just look at you. I want to be able to look
you
in the eye.
I get it. Okay.
I don't want to have to elevate my head for that.
Again, text away 651-461-9226. If you're attracted to men, what physical qualities stand out or do you feel like you want to see? This texture, eye contact and strong shoulders, hold on a second, yum.
Yes, strong shoulders.
Yum.
Yes. Oh, girl, I forgot about them shoulders. Yes, yes. The shoulders are so important.
More text.
Yes, the protection. I need to be protected. Yes, I feel protected when you got some strong shoulders. You're in the gym.
This texture, nice hand, clean fingernails. Texture adds, ugly fingernails are an instant turnoff.
Girl, let me tell you something. Girl, I don't know who this is, but you better tell him. I was somewhere, and I was talking to this guy, and we were laughing and talking, and he hit all the markers, and his credit was doing good because I checked him before we went out on our date, because that's what I do. And, Chad, it was 11 o'clock in the morning at the Olive Garden, and those fingernails were dirty.
What if he's a hard worker? What if he's in manual labor?
Don't care. You can wash your hands.
Yeah,
you
could
take
you
a
can.
Toothpick and dig underneath your fingernails. If you are meeting me at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Olive Garden, that is your first stop. You mean to tell me you left your house with these dirty fingernails? So now I don't trust you. I can't pee at your house. I can't trust you to bring me something to eat. I can't sit down on your couch because if you didn't clean your fingernails, your house is dirty. No, sir. No, sir.
Texter. Texter's nailed it. You must love Kevin Hart. I think that's it. Like, he's about 4'8". He's funny as can be. He's rich as can be.
He's great. He works out. He's got a big chest.
Yes, he does.
You know what? Whoever the texter is, you are absolutely right. And when we flip from the physical to the financial, he meets all of those characteristics as well.
Okay, yes. couple last texts. We'll pause. We'll do a serious stop. We come back. Hairy legs, someone says. Where do you stand on Josh?
No Adam Carter's here. No Adam Carter's allowed. Hairy wrists and hairy legs, get the door.
I don't know if Adam quite has hairy wrists. I mean, he doesn't have like hair coming out of his hands. Let's calm down. But he is a hairy man. That is, there's no doubt about that. Texter says, I like a backwards hat and sandals with good, clean feet, LOL.
I was at the nail salon not too long ago, and there were a couple of guys in there, and they were in there getting their nails done. No shame in that. No shame in that.
No, I go. I love it. I love it.
I know you do.
Last time I went, I ran into our friend Rena. Ran into Rena Sargentopoulos, and we talked and chatted and laughed, and it was fantastic. Now, people going off the board a little bit. Confidence, not wimpy. Okay, let's move away to physical characteristics. If someone is not confident in who they are, is that person automatically out for Shaletta?
At this age, yeah. You gotta you know, Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And I don't have time to be picking you up all the time. I don't have time to be patting you on the back and patting your head and telling you how awesome you are. That's what you're supposed to be doing for me. And if we're both doing it, I mean, you know, that defeats the purpose. So, you know, however they are at this age, over 50 years old, this is who they are. And I just don't have time for the foolishness.
Two last texts. Somebody very kind to us about the show. Said laughing so hard. What's attractive in a man? Strong confidence, great smile, athletic build, loves dogs, and above all, kindness. That's a good combo right there.
Minus the dogs, we're good.
Yeah,
minus
that's right. You're afraid of dogs. Good. I forgot that. And here's the last one. This is great. I'm 82, so can't be too demanding. Able to stand would be good. Teeth would be nice. that is fantastic. All right, a serious topic for Shaletta. We come back. If we can't laugh with Shaletta, what is the point? We also talk very serious, important topics, and we will in a matter of moments. I want to talk Pella. Let's be honest, this weekend. Do you really know how your windows are? I mean, I guess if you're in the window business, you do, or if you're having an issue with the window, or if you just moved into a place, you do. But if you've been in your condo or house for 5, 10, 15 years, whether you moved in first or you moved in 17th, you probably don't know. I can help you out. PellaNorthland.com. They will come out for free and give you a home estimate. And by the way, it's not just me, but I've talked to dozens and dozens of other customers. They don't come out and say, every window has to be replaced. That's not how Pella operates. That's not how you operate if you have been in business and very successful for 100 years. You want to check out a showroom? You want to see those windows? How about Woodbury near Shaletta? How about Plymouth? By me. I've been a customer for almost 20 years, and I'm moving fairly soon, and I made sure that house had Pella windows and doors. Guaranteed. So why is June a great month? Because we have just 10 more days. Right now, in June, at PellaNorthland.com, 50% off qualifying installations and 0% APR for 36 months. Again, PellaNorthland.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, stop. Just pot this down instantly. One of the worst songs in the history of planet Earth.
That's true.
The heat is on. Oh my God. I'd probably rather see a Star Wars movie than listen to The Heat Is On.
Oh my God. Are we best friends or what? I do not like the Star Wars movies.
Thank you.
I have never seen one. Why am I going to waste my time on that foolishness? I hope Dan Cook is not around because I know how he likes the alien people. But my God, that's probably why he won't let me date him. That's probably why.
What if he said, you two can date if you convert to loving the Star Wars movies?
It's not going to work. I can't do it. And it's going to show. I can't fake it. I couldn't fake it. Even for Dan Cook. I couldn't fake it.
I said this earlier. I'm stand by it. The most overrated piece of entertainment in the history of the United States of America, the Star Wars movies.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on. Let's just move on. I mean, from all of them, just stop seeing. Because we were talking about summer blockbusters. USA Today has a list today. And three of those insipid, dopey, silly little movies are in the top 10.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's happened to America? Seriously. Mm-mm. Okay, you have a column coming out in the Star Tribune.
I do.
And you have an editor, right?
I do.
I mean, normally, you don't like Kumar. Editors, you know?
No, I don't. I don't like people telling me what to do. It's usually Kavita Kumar, but she is on vacay.
Yeah.
And so she passed me off to the replacement, who is not accustomed
to your flowery prose, would that be a way to say it?
Yeah, yeah. So he sent me a note this morning.
Yes.
you want to read the note? We got to read.
No,
the
you
note.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm on the phone. You got to read the note.
Okay, I've got it right here.
You got to read. Y'all don't tell him I let Chad read the note. Whatever y'all do, do not tell my editor at the Star Tribune, my replacement editor, that we're reading a personal email that he sent me on the radio.
Come on,
I don't want
him
to be mad at me.
I'd like to use the photo at the table, the one that starts with the file name 91F4. I'll need a caption info for that. Obviously, we're not going to print Hortman's rallying cry itself. The rest of that paragraph remains intact without it. And I think that works just fine. If you want to try to cleverly describe it without using the offending word, I'm willing to entertain that. But no, I'm filling in for something like three people today. I very much need to keep moving forward without dwelling for long on any particular piece of copy. Well, la-di-da to this guy, David. I mean, all of us are busy, okay? This is a top-notch columnist who gets a lot of reaction for you. So stop telling us about your other duties, because we all have other duties, David.
Oh, my God. David found the Minnesota nicest way of saying, don't start the Shaletta shenanigans with me because I've heard about you and I don't have time to deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you going to insist on the so-called offending word, or are you adjusting?
I am adjusting. I have some other things that I need to work on with David. I'm going to let that one go. I'm going to fight for two others.
He's very busy.
He's very busy.
Very busy.
Several other people right now.
Okay.
And so, but the column will be out tomorrow, and I'm basically calling on Minnesotans to show their legislators some support. You know, I was out at the candlelight vigil for Melissa Hortman, her parents were there, her kids were there, Governor Walz and his wife and so many of the legislators. And I kept hearing all these stories about how wonderful she was and what a difference she made. And I just had a aha moment. I was like, we always wait until somebody dies to talk about what they meant.
You're right on. 100%.
And now is a time where instead of writing notes and leaving them at the steps of the Capitol where she'll never read them and bringing flowers that she can never smell, whether we agree with our legislators or not, whether we are on the same political side or not, how about we send them a note and thank them for their service? How about we put a call in? How about we fill out the contact us? You know, the title of the column is going to be Ask Not What You Can Do, What Your Legislator Can Do For You, but Ask What You Can Do For Your Legislator. A phone call is free. How about we just say thank you?
Donald Trump yesterday on Truth Social offered up this comment. Too many non-working holidays in America. It's costing our country billions of dollars to keep all these businesses closed. The workers don't want it either. That's interesting. Soon we'll end up having a holiday for every once working day a year. Again, I'm reading right verbatim what Donald offered up. I'm reading it verbatim. I'm not screwing up the words. I'm reading it verbatim. It must change if we're going to make America great again. That's what the Donald offered up on the Truth Social platform. Of all the federal holidays, what a coincidence. What a just coincidence that it happened to be on Juneteenth. And if you think it's a coincidence, I have the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean in my backyard in Plymouth. What a joke. Honestly.
And, you know, here's the joke. How many workers does he know? Let's go ahead and dissect this. It's like, and the workers don't want it either. How many workers does he really know and has communicated with and has contacted? I don't know any workers that don't appreciate a paid day off that doesn't have to come out of their sick time or vacation, Kitty. I'm sorry. I just don't know any. Maybe he knows workers that I don't know. And, you know, and here's the man talking about, you know, holidays that we shouldn't support on Juneteenth. And he just had a big giant parade for himself, using up millions, maybe billions of our tax dollars to have tanks ride in front of him and, you know, salute him so his toes could get hard. I mean, really, it's
about, that's what the parade was all about.
Yeah. And you know, we could scratch a couple of those holidays off if he would like. You know, you don't have to start with Juneteenth. There's some others that, you know, we can.
Well, that's the point.
It's crazy.
If we want to have a conversation about it, certain businesses or locally, state, and federal on how many holidays, it's a fair conversation. But of all days, okay, he was sitting on this one for a while.
Yo, man, they wrote this one when Biden was president. They've been holding this one in their back pocket. It's like a girlfriend who knows you cheated, but she's waiting until something happens.
Yes.
And she's going to spring it on you and throw you off, and you won't be able to say anything when she gives it to you. So, yeah, he's been holding on to that one for a few years, yeah.
Always love it. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you. Love ya.
Feisty Friday with Shaletta, the column available in the Star Tribune very soon. Josh, tag off to Tubbsy.
I will.
Get out of here. Tubbsy in. Tubbsy's in for Mr. Star Wars. Mr. Star Wars is now hosting later, you know, and Dave, too many family members. So Tubbsy takes over with me next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you.
Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hairgun out, family issues, health issues. Sad to hear. Wish the best to Molly and Lindsay. Dave should be back on Monday. Mr. Tubbs is here. It's been a while since we worked together.
Yeah, nothing's changed, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, nothing has
changed.
Nothing
has changed.
We haven't worked together since you had your, like, two-day sabbatical.
No, it was a day I got to go home and get all gummied up and then pretend like nothing happened.
Gummied up. There'll be a lot of people this weekend getting gummied
up.
Hey,
you know what? You can use it as a verb, but that's when you know you're in good territory.
Do you like the gummies or do you like the old school better?
The gummies right now, because of everything my wife says that she doesn't want to smell around.
Yeah.
So, I go with the THC, you know, edibles and the drinks, and that's how I spend my weekends.
It's an adult show.
It is.
I certainly don't smoke anywhere near the pot I used to. But I've enjoyed it quite a few times over the years. Not much now.
And there's nothing wrong with it if it's legal. Nothing wrong with it.
Correct. And it should have been legal decades and decades ago. And if your impression is, oh, it's just dope, just people who are a drain on society are smoking it, you're just foolish in this area. Because you know who smokes? Your doctor, your neighbor, your banker, your friend. And some don't. And I'm not saying you're required to. And anyway, I like the traditional one, Tubbsy, because for me, some of the edibles are like nothing, nothing, and then wham. I don't like the nothing, wham.
Yeah.
I like to control it better.
What's worse is like when you first try it and you're like, I don't feel anything. Then you take another one. I don't feel anything. And then all of a sudden it hits you and you're like, I don't even know where I'm at.
Yeah. We're going to go through some rapid fire topics because we haven't had a chance to talk to each other.
No, we haven't.
Rochelle Olson is going to join us top of the hour. Okay, so you leave. Was it a day when you were gone and then you're back? Was it 2 days? I forget now.
It was one day.
One day.
It was one day. It was, I think, a Thursday. It was Thursday night. We were out, and then Friday, late morning, early afternoon, we were putting together a show for that Friday.
That's right.
That's right.
Because I was la-di-da visiting Jamie Yuccas, and I was driving to see Jamie, and Harrigan called me and said, got to call me. got some news. Like, I'm kind of big. No, you got to call me. So I listened. You guys handled it beautifully. So the reason why I brought this up is because you're trying to get in your password.
Yes.
When you briefly left and came right back and elated for UNH, they gave you one of those weird, strange passwords that in theory we all should have, but 0.001% of us have those passwords. So how are you trying to remember this password?
It's muscle memory at this point because, you know, normally you get it, you're like, hey, change your password. I'm like, okay, I'm going to change it. But I'm like, you know what? I don't know how long this is going to last, so I'm just going to keep my password. And part of that is just not wanting to do the extra work.
Yeah.
And now I'm just at that point where it's like it's 24 or 25 different characters, and it's got like two numbers, three little, like, I feel like I need like four or five emojis along with it and an LOL, and I'm like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, like,
and your social security number, your address.
Well, yeah, and three strikes and you're out.
Exactly. And I get it. I don't want to be hacked, although right now I'm in a stretch. I mentioned this maybe last week. I am getting so many random phone calls right now. I must be on some list right now.
Do you get the spam ones that look like they're local calls too?
I get plenty on my phone that say potential spam, but now I'm getting them, and I'm involved in a couple other things away from here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also getting phone calls from people I don't know who I need to talk to for a couple business things. So now I'm debating. Okay, is this a phone number I should answer or not? So, listen, the late great Joe Freeberg said it a long time ago. Our privacy is about done.
Yeah.
It's sad because we still should have it, but it's about done. And the password game is another purpose. Okay. How is your vision? Do you have any vision issues?
Yes. I have a lot of vision issues.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. What do you have?
I am nearsighted. Like I will sit here and, you know, like at night, Lake and I will, you know, watch games, do whatever. It's like I have to take off my glasses to look at one of the screens.
Really?
Up there just to see, like, I can't even read what's on the scroll there. No, I can't see that.
Okay. Because we have this big, giant window, right? So doing the show, and I saw you walk by, and you're wearing your sunglasses inside. Does it help you for your vision to wear sunglasses inside?
No, it doesn't.
You just were being cool.
Yeah, I'm being one of those sunglasses inside kind of people.
Yeah. That drives me nuts. I mean, I'm very weird. That's well established. But we all have our pet peeves. Sunglasses. Individuals wearing sunglasses inside, unless, here's the big caveat, unless they have a vision problem. If you have a vision problem, I got it. Do whatever you need to do. But whether it's at the club, whether it's at a sporting event, whether it's at the office, take your damn sunglasses off. Just take them off. I mean, it's not like I'm waiting there with a timer. You know? Okay, it's been a second.
Yeah.
Well, you're just trying too hard to be cool.
That ship sailed a long time ago.
No, you personally.
Oh, okay.
But others. Yeah. Others are trying for that look.
Well, part of what I do, honestly, Chad, I will wear them even when I'm leaving at night. I will wear them when I'm outside and it's dark. Because I don't want to forget them. Like, if I have them on my...
Are you driving in them?
No, I'm not driving in them, but
I'm not driving a lot when you're leaving here. Although you're not leaving here at a bad time.
No, not unless we have rain delays with games.
And you were really excited the other night.
Other night I was thrilled. It's like, hey, it's a 6:10 start. Awesome. 2-hour rain delay. Then another rain delay. I'm like, and I'm texting Brad. I'm like, final pitch, midnight? It's like, yeah. So, no, I...
Did we do a final pitch after the game just because it's sponsored?
I got on the air at about 11:20, and I went to about 11:55.
So post game was done by 11:20.
Theirs was,
and you did another 35 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, we had employee of the week and month here for like a day. Mm-hmm. I think. Were you here with the employee?
No.
We would have like employee of the month. It just vanished, probably because our place we weren't given anything. You know, like, congrats, handshake. You deserve Employee of the Year. You did 35 minutes on a Reds-Twins game at 11:20 to 11:55.
That was canceled after six innings by myself.
Yeah.
By myself.
Were we getting any texts for this?
Yeah, we got a few text messages.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was the whole theme, because this would have been my whole theme. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Why the hell am I doing this? They're 500. There's eight people listening. I would have just, done pet peeves, I think.
See, part of how I handled it, actually, was Jeff from Sauk Rapids called in.
Is he a loyal caller?
Loyal caller.
Okay, good.
Good to have you. He's a P1.
Yep.
And we were talking about area
radio
codes.
Term.
Yeah, we were talking about area codes for like 3-4 minutes.
Like area codes that you like? Codes that you remember?
Or? No, I was just like, hey, Jeff's up in the 320, and we were talking about, okay, well, where does Minnesota, like, where did it separate with the area codes?
Okay. That's fine. I mean, how much can you break down a 4-2, 6 inning Twins Reds game?
That's just it.
It didn't exactly capture the imagination of the nation.
No, you didn't win the game, so it's like, okay, well, you lost to the Reds.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
One yesterday. Byron was great yesterday. Byron's been awfully good. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to add another strange pet peeve that you have, because I'm really weird on the sunglasses thing, now I notice it way too much. And again, if you have a vision issue, no problem. But if you're just walking around your place at work and you got your sunglasses, or you're going to the club, or you're going to the sporting event.
How many listeners of ours go to the club?
Oh, we're big in the club business. Very big. The 150, if you listen to our sound with our weather reports, we're big. We're only big with the club audience, 147 to 153 on Fridays. More with Tubbsy in moments on CCO. Okay, two last items. I tweeted this out earlier today. I'd love if you follow me at Chad Hartman Show. Yes, these are two friends. These are two individuals I've known for a long time, but I also know the quality of their work. Ethan Kasson and Ryan Tanke, the top two business brain wizards with the Minnesota Timberwolves. They started there a long, long time ago. When I was there, at lower level positions, went on to work elsewhere and then came back. And they've been the top two guys for a number of years. And at their jobs, they have been true professionals. They work tirelessly. They believe in the Wolves as much as anybody in this town, probably outside of my guy, Jeff Muenicke, the greatest Wolves employee. Ethan and Ryan were an incredible credit to the Timberwolves organization. I say were because they announced they're leaving. The sale is going to happen fairly soon. And they get it. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie should get their own people. They just should get their own people. They were put in a pretty tough spot because of this sale slowing down. So my best to those two individuals. Then on a very sad note, someone I worked for a few years when I was back at the Fan in the early days, Lorna Gladstone. I've told Lorna Gladstone stories many times, including when Dan and I were together, if we were mad, she thought she could just pacify us by popping chocolate in our mouth. When she was looking to pick our brains on two other hosts to replace two other people, and then it turned out those two other hosts were trying to replace us. Lorna was a force of nature with the Fan for a couple of years. Salad days for her running WGN radio. Was involved in sports radio elsewhere. Was with WMAQ. Man, if Lorna walked in the room, you knew all about Lorna. And she was incredibly smart and a big heart. And Lorna recently passed away. Only my best to Lorna. And it was a pleasure to know you and be a part of the conversation. Taylor and CBS next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.